tracking down the last quiet places. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are very few truly quiet places left in this country. There's noise pollution even in the wildest, most remote national parks. Gordon Hempton has been traveling to some of those last quiet places, and he's trying to protect them. He's an Emmy-winning professional sound collector. He's traveled the world to record everything from city streets to howler monkeys. He's the author of One Square Inch of Silence, One Man's Quest to Preserve Quiet. He's joining me from Olympia National Park in Washington State. You've said that you found just 12 places so far in all of the U.S. where there's an interval of at least 15 minutes without human-made noise. What do you think we're missing out on if we lose those places?
In a quiet place in nature, not only are we listening to many, many square miles, but we are connecting. We are reconnecting with where we come from, who we are, and how our bodies have evolved to take it all in.
A documentary has been made about you. It's called Sound Tracker. And in it, the thing that struck me the most was this moment where you talked about having to trust your gut feeling. You were in Sri Lanka. It was dark, and you were recording.
Right. I learned a very important lesson that morning in the Sri Lanka rainforest of Sinharaja. And I was there to record morning birdsong, and that means getting up early. So I was walking into the forest in the dark and started to roll, and then my good feeling changed to panic. I could honor my panic and simply leave my equipment running, and so I walked away. Months later, I'm sitting in my Seattle studio reviewing the tape. I hear my footsteps disappear, and moments later, there's the guttural growl of the leopard.
I have to tell you that I found that sound to be terrifying.
Yeah, I know. I hate to think what would have happened if I had remained there.
So you've recorded all over the world for 30 years. How do you find these true quiet places?
You know, I've been looking at Michigan. The very first thing I do, I look at the nighttime view of the United States, and I looked in this case in the nighttime view of Michigan. The upper half of Michigan was surprisingly dark. And then I went to the FAA chart to see all the airways that are charted, and I could see that most of Michigan was covered. But there were two areas that were not. And so I went to Google Earth and zoomed in on those places, and I could see that there were quite a few roads, but there are two locations, Manitowoc Island, particularly a site on that island that is Perch Lake, and also Lily Lake on Isle Royale National Park.
So what can we do to protect these places?
There's one action that we can all participate in to save the vanishing quiet places of this country. And that is to pass a single piece of legislation that will create for the very first time these areas off limits to all aircraft over our most pristine national parks.
Gordon Hempton is a professional sound collector and the author of One Square Inch of Silence, One Man's Quest to Preserve Quiet. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you, Rebecca.
You can hear some of Gordon Hempton's work and his favorites on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.